This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities say that Russian troops entered Ukraine's second largest city, and fighting has been underway in the streets. The head of the regional administration said Sunday that the Ukrainian forces were fighting Russian troops in the city and asked civilians not to leave their homes. The Russian troops approached the city, which is about 20 kilometers south of the border with Russia, shortly after Moscow launched its invasion of Ukraine Thursday. But until Sunday, they remained on the outskirts without trying to enter the city while other forces rolled past, pressing their offensive deeper into Ukraine. Videos on Ukrainian media and social networks showed Russian vehicles moving across the city and a light vehicle burning on the street. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president says his country is ready for peace talks with Russia, but not in Belarus, which was a staging ground for Moscow's three-day-old invasion. Speaking in a video message Sunday, President Volodymyr Zelensky named Warsaw, Istanbul, Budapest, or Baku as alternative venues. He said other locations are also possible, but made clear that Ukraine does not accept Russia's selection of Belarus. The Kremlin said Sunday that a Russian delegation had arrived in the Belarusian city of Omel for talks with Ukrainian officials. A Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said the delegation includes military officials and diplomats. Russia invaded Ukraine on Thursday. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the latest count of Ukrainians arriving in neighboring countries now exceeds 200,000. The UN High Commissioner of Refugees said this on Twitter, that the numbers of those fleeing are constantly changing. This is VOA News. As Russian troops were closing in on the Ukrainian capital, more and more Russians at home were speaking out against the invasion, even as the government's official rhetoric grew increasingly harsher. Street protests, albeit small, resumed in the Russian square, or capital of Moscow, in the country's second-largest city of St. Petersburg, and in other Russian cities for the third straight day, despite mass detentions on Thursday and Friday. At least 460 people in 34 Russian cities were detained Saturday over anti-war protests. Thousands of Russians also signed open letters condemning the invasion of Ukraine. The Russian authorities, in the meantime, took a harsher stance towards those denouncing the invasion. North Korea launched a ballistic missile into the sea on Sunday, according to its neighbors, in a resumption of weapons tests following a month-long hiatus, and as the United States and its allies focus on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The North Korean launch was the eighth of its kind this year and first since January 30th. Some experts have said that North Korea is trying to perfect their weapons technology and pressure the United States into offering concessions like sanctions relief amid long stalled disarmament talks. They also say that North Korea also might use a U.S. preoccupation with the Ukraine conflict as a chance to accelerate testing activity to ramp up its pressure campaign on Washington. For 2 years, Hong Kong successfully insulated most of its residents from COVID-19, even going nearly 3 months late last year without a single locally spread case. Then the Omicron variant showed up. The fast-spreading mutations breached Hong Kong's defenses and has been spreading rapidly through one of the world's most densely populated regions, overflowing hospitals and isolation wards, and prompting desperate measures to test the entire 7.4 million population, hastily building 6 isolations and treatment centers. The surge shows what happens when COVID-19 spreads throughout the population unprotected by immunity from previous infections, and has exposed a low vaccination rate among the elderly citizens who are being the brunt of the crisis. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.